This episode of the Integrated Home Podcast is powered by Integrated Systems Europe, the world's leading audiovisual and systems integration exhibition.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Integrated Home, the podcast that's produced by the home integration community for the home integration community. This is Jeff Hayward, and today I am sitting down with the one and only Ian Morrish to find out more about the industry good cause Together for Cinema. Welcome to the Integrated Home.
ISC will be returning to Barcelona on the 4th to the 7th of February 2025, so don't miss your chance to be wowed by the latest residential technologies and smart home solution providers from across the globe. Upgrade your knowledge of technology at the Smart Building Summit, be inspired by the latest innovations in the residential and smart building zone, and grow your network to boost your business. ISC 2025, connection restored.
So, Ian, the one and only Ian Morrish, what is the history of Together for Cinema?
Well, excuse me for laughing at that, but Chesney Hawkes, I thought, was the one and only. We'll touch on that later. The history of Together for Cinema, my gosh, it started in 2009. A lot of people will know this, so apologies if I bore you, but it started in 2009 when I was working at ISC, and I was at ISC for 13 years, and I thought things were going great, and I saw a TV program, and I thought, well, I might like to help somebody out. So long story short, about a year and a half later, we opened our first cinema room at a place called Donna's Dream House in Blackpool. And Donna's Dream House was a holiday home for, as it was then, terminally ill children. Fast forward to now, 2024, and we have installed, with the support of the industry, installers, manufacturers, distributors, we've now installed 48 cinema rooms, all donated, predominantly in children's hospices, but many in respite care centres and other good causes, and one or two adult hospices. I went full-time in 2021. I left ISC in 20. Contract I was going to at KNX didn't happen for COVID reasons. So I went full-time in 2021, persuaded by the industry. That's when money got involved, and that's when we became a registered CIC, Community Interest Company. So that brings you sort of up to speed to where we are now.
And the inspiration, that TV show, correct me if I'm wrong, but that was you seeing Together for Short Lives, which was a charity for children. Do you want to just talk a little bit about that motivation and the emotion around that?
Yes, I will. Actually, it was quite moving. My wife was pregnant with our eldest son, Luke, and I'll explain why that's relevant in a moment. And it was a program called The Secret Millionaire. And The Secret Millionaire went to Blackpool. And one of the venues he visited was a place called Donna's Dream House, which comes under the Together for Short Lives umbrella. So, as I say, 14 months later, we opened our first cinema room. And while I was there, Len Curtis, who was the founder of Donna's Dream House, which is basically a holiday home with various rooms. They had four log cabins in the grounds they had, and one of them we converted into a cinema room. While I was there, I was standing at the back of the room watching two little girls in what Len called Luke's den after my son. My son had been born there. That was very moving and nothing to do with me, but made it much more personal. And I watched two little girls watching SpongeBob SquarePants on the £25,000 system. And Bethany, one of the little girls, wasn't well. I knew she was in quite serious trouble, obviously not with us anymore. And I broke. I completely broke. I walked out, had my 10 minutes of tears, walked back in, and hey, isn't that a great film? You know, super. But that was almost like, sounds a bit grand, but it was almost like a thunderbolt hit me and said, do you know something, mate? If you've done one of these, try and do another one. You know, we can get the kit. We've got a little bit of support. I know quite a few people through my time at ISC and working with CEDIA as well. So that was the start of it. That was the motivation. We worked very closely with Together for Short Lives, who are an umbrella charity with 54 children's hospices in the UK. And we started working with them. But I think initially it was a challenge, because when anyone comes up to you and says, hey, do you want a £30,000 or a £20,000 free cinema room? They're like, really? You know, and all their rooms need to be multifunctional, because care is the priority. So they didn't understand how we could custom and install sort of quite discreetly. So it took a little while for it to kick off. Bear in mind, I was still working full-time at ISC. So the first 4 or 5 years, we installed maybe a couple of year. But as we became more credible and delivered more and had a very positive track record, suddenly we started to get calls. And that's where we are now. We get a lot of requests. which is super, and we just have to take them all on their own merits. We try and limit how many we install a year to probably 6 to 8 installations a year. And yeah, the books are full for this year and for next year.
And I think a lot of people can identify with what this industry is about, and we're about creating amazing experiences. So cinema rooms, huge part of that, and playing on the skills of the industry community that's out there, as well as the products that they can afford. And I think from the get-go, the industry's been hugely supportive.
It's been staggering. I mean, it genuinely has been staggering. You know, when I first thought of this, I thought, crumbs, will we get an AVR? Will we get a couple of speakers? And will we get a screen and projector and so on? The easiest, gosh, and I use that phrase very loosely, we're so grateful to everyone that contributes, be it financially, and we need that help. Be it products, we need that help. Be it installers, we need their skills. But one of the most straightforward things now that we find is securing the product. The manufacturers, the distributors, the installers, they all have product. I'll come on to something later on about, you know, a repurposing program as well for secondhand B stock and discontinued stock. But basically, there are companies out there that I can go to and say, hey, and I'm not going to list companies. There are too many. You know who you are, and we're hugely grateful. They're all on the website. Hugely grateful to everybody. But we can go to so many companies and go, hey, the installer specified this. Can you, you know, is that all right? Yep, no problem. Where do you want it? And it's done. The fact we're only doing six, seven, eight installs a year, actually it happens to be 9 this year, but it's not a lot. You know, it's less than 1 a month. And the amount of business that these manufacturers and distributors, you know, churn, a few product, and I'm not dismissing the value because they all have value, but a few product, they're very happy to donate because the cause is so positive and has been so well embraced by the collaborative AV industry.
And you reached a target earlier this year, which was £1 million worth of equivalent value of products supplied and installation services provided. So there were lots of people there, but tell me, how did you celebrate that night?
Well, we had a good night. Well, let me tell you, the first target was 25 installs by 2020. And we hit that. And that was all the time I was working at ISC, and we hit it with COVID. So that was the first target. At that point, I thought, well, job done, Ian. You know, hopefully when I'm sitting there at 75, I'll go up rather than down. Of course, I wasn't allowed to do that. Everyone, by that time, the industry had embraced this. So yes, we moved forward, we continued, and we did hit £1 million worth of installation values had they been paid for it. When we finished the job, I asked the installer, I said, look, give me a very realistic figure that you think this would have cost. I said, don't you know, exaggerate it. I want a realistic figure. We don't go and price every second and every item and so on. And they give me a figure. So the figure is a pretty accurate representation of the value. So yes, £1 million was hit in, I think, April this year, maybe even before that. And we had a dinner on May the 16th at Epsom Downs Racecourse, at which, and I shall now mention Chesney Hawkes again. Chesney Hawkes very kindly agreed to come and sing, as did Jeff and Victoria from Tennessee Twin. And we had almost 300 people sitting down, no egos, no awards. It was an absolute pleasure, and I think we put on a pretty good evening. Fortunately, lots of people have said it was one of the best evenings, industry evenings they've ever been to. And I think the structure and the emotion and the charge and the feel-good and the great fun of having Chesney sing with two possibly slightly squiffy installers who were almost like vying with each other to sing with Chesney, the one and only, of course, the song, was great fun. Great, great, great fun.
Yes, certainly that's a pitch that I find difficult to forget. but yeah, no, it was a great night. And
well, I'll quickly tell you, sorry, I know you're just glad. I spoke to Chesney, and I don't know many celebs, but you know, Chesney, massive celeb, obviously. And I said to him, I said, how was that? Thank you so much. You were great. And he engaged with everybody so nicely. And he said, it's probably the most challenging version of the one and only I've ever sung. And I've sung it a few times. He said, but it was great fun. So he was wonderful.
Yeah,
he
was. Chesney upstage.
As were Jeff and Victoria and from Tennessee Twin. But everybody who contributed to the evening made it a really special evening.
It was terrific.
Introducing Debian, the premium AV distributor, bringing the highest quality video and audio to your clients. Hear what Martins Hi-Fi had to say about us after recently working on a project together.
At Martins Hi-Fi in Norwich, we transformed our home cinema demonstration space with the help of DBM. Our in-house engineers and designers worked closely with the DBM design and specification service team. This partnership allowed us to share and refine design ideas, leading to a truly inspirational demonstration space.
Get in touch with us today to begin your journey to elevated AV integration with DBM, the pinnacle of audio and visual excellence.
So what are your goals from this point onwards? 2 million, 5 million, 10 million? Where's it going to go?
not 10 million. Who knows? I think there's two or three things that we really want to achieve. But the first thing is more of the same. Why wouldn't we do more of the same? It's great. 6 or 8 installs a year in kids' hospices or adult hospices or respite care, you know, they all make a difference. And once they're in, they make a difference for every day, for many, many years, and so many people churn, be it staff, children's, families, siblings, and so on. So more of the same, simply, is the first thing. Secondly, we're going to put together a repurposing program for secondhand, discontinued, and B-stock AV equipment. And it's almost like a free AV website. We're not going to use the word free. It might be sort of charity AV, whatever it's going to be. And we've just recruited some help to create this website, and we've allocated some budget. The evening in May went better than we'd have ever expected. So we had a little bit of extra funding, and we thought, well, okay, if we're going to do this, let's do it properly. We're not going to go half-cock and just do a spreadsheet and say, hey, add your product on the web scene. We'll send the link to someone. No, we're going to do a proper website where you can kind of, in inverted commas, secure the item, buy for no money, of course. So that we're in the middle of putting together. That's exciting. And I think that there's been real demand, actually, and real interest in that. Hoping that that will launch early next year. We have 3 other directors, and we're hugely grateful to the 3 other directors who a lot of the listeners will know 2 of them. There's Chris Pinder from One AV and HD Anywhere, the Marathon Man, and Melanie Malcolm from Bespoke Home Cinemas, who I think is just finishing her time on the CDO Global Board as well. And then there's a gentleman called David Parrott, who's out of industry. So we have 3 other directors who help out enormously with Together for Cinema. But as it is only me, there are certain areas where I just don't have time. We're going to try and further develop the venues that we can donate product to through the repurposing program, or we can install at. And we've got about 120 at the moment on our books, but that really needs to be up to sort of 500 or so. So we're taking someone on under contract, not employed by us, but basically someone to help with a little bit of data management. We need to look at a succession plan because I'm coming up for 60, you know, I'm 59. I don't want to be doing this all the time. I've got lots of things, other things I want to do.
Doesn't look 69.
Good lad, thanks, Jeff.
Actually, sorry, no, it doesn't look 59.
So you said 69, you cheeky. But I think all of that comes under what the strategy plan, which we're just starting to put together. So we're looking at a 5-year strategy plan to define, you know, what we do. The good stuff, we all know what that is. The product repurposing, we know what that is. But, you know, there needs to be other things to say, like succession planning. You know, what other things can we look at within a 5-year period and so on? What are our targets? 2 million, yes, 3 million and so on. 2 million by 2028 is my personal target. That's when we have another dinner. We get Chesney back, hopefully, with his friend Nick Kershaw. We get Jeff and Victoria back. You know, we bring the whole team back together. We're going to have another blasting evening, which will be even could be one of the last things I do formally for Together for Cinema.
Amazing, amazing. I can't see you giving it up, Ian, personally, but anyway, we'll see.
It will be really hard if I do.
We will see. And in the short term, there's a charity bike ride event going on in September. So do you want to just talk to us about that?
Yeah, well, last year, Matt McLernan and Greg Stuttle, Matt McLernan from Linen, and Greg Stuttle, formerly of GJD, and I, we rode London to Brighton last year. It's 55 miles, and we did cycle up Bitchling Deacon, as I call it, otherwise known as Ditchling Beacon, which is a monster hill.
A monster, yeah.
It really is. And Matt wanted to raise a few bob for Together for Cinema, which he did. He raised around £3,000, which was great, and you know every penny really does help. So I was hugely grateful. But we all sort of said, oh, never again, got off up and never again. Well, Greg didn't. Greg's quite a cyclist. Matt's much better than me, but I was like, done. I'm not doing that stupid thing to do. Next day, I'm on the phone to them both. Guys, let's do it again. So we did, and we started talking about it and moved forward 10 months to now. We have 37 riders and one person running. So Chris Pinder is going to run.
He's running it.
He's running London.
Pinder, always trying to be different.
I know, we're seeking attention. Exactly. I know, he always does. Bonkers, absolutely bonkers. Yeah, 37 cyclists and one run. In fact, 36 cyclists. Sadly, we've had a pull out today, health-wise. So, but we've got a great group going, and we've all got our personalised Together for Cinema shirts, which are sponsored by various companies in the industry. And again, hugely grateful. I'll rattle off Monitor Audio, Kef, Lilin, Della Compagni, Officina Acoustica, Cedia, and Audio Flow, and also 1AV and HD Anywhere. Thank you for sponsoring the shirts. The target is £500 a person to raise, and if we get everyone raising it, we may hit 20,000. That would be great. The lovely thing now is, because Together for Cinema is a community interest company, registered under Companies House as a CIC, you know, we have a legal obligation to be not-for-profit, we have a legal obligation to deliver good, but also our accounting is scrutinised, and we have three other directors. So the money is protected, and it will roll as a surplus as well. So, you know, whatever we raise goes in the pot for good. There's no Christmas bonuses to Ian Morris, you know, none of that. But it really is used really positively. So, yeah, hoping we can raise 20,000 from the ride. That's on September the 15th.
Awesome. Together for Cinema, I mean, let's not forget the amazing work that you've done to help children, families, staff at various hospices around the country, and to make their lives more bearable, more enjoyable as they can be. How can integrators who are motivated get involved to become one of the installers that you work with?
Very simple. Contact me. You go to the website, www.togetherforcinema.co.uk, and you can contact me via there. Alternatively, I think a few people know me in the industry, so I'm quite sure if the integrators talk to their account manager, they'll know where, how to get hold of me and so on. But by all means, contact me. We need integrators. We tend not to have a major problem finding the integrators to install the cinema rooms at the venues we're installing at. But next year, for example, we have 9 venues that we're looking at installing, and I've got 3 integrators already that are committed.
Fantastic.
But we do need someone in Manchester. We need someone in Hampton and Middlesex, who I think we may have. Someone in Benfleet in Essex, someone in Birmingham, someone in Bradford, and someone in Liverpool. That they haven't been finalised. Not, I haven't even tried looking yet. But once I put the word out, I'm quite sure we'll secure integrators very soon. But if there is anybody who'd like to step forward, I'd be happy to talk with you. The key to each of these installations, don't get me wrong, yeah, I'll try and drive it. The product is fantastic. Having a good integrator is the absolute key. They need to drive it, because I can only do so much from my office in Surrey. They really take it on. So, yeah, any good integrators who can drive a project, love to talk to you.
Excellent. Well, if anybody's listening, and certainly in one of those locations, get in touch with Ian. And brands who aren't on board but would like to get on board with you, again, is it just a case of email me, contact Ian, and I'll take it further?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, we need product, of course, to install in these installations. I'm reliant on the integrators. So if there's any brands you think, well, Ian hasn't contacted me, that's because I rely on the installers and integrators that we have allocated or committed to the installation. They will give me a kit list of what they are happy to work with and they think is the right solution for the room. Bear in mind, some of the rooms we install in are hugely challenging. There may be hoists, there may be, you know, the multifunctional medical reasons, obviously care is priority and so on. So there are challenges. There's very few simple square box rooms that we install into. So I'm reliant on the integrators to specify the product. I will then go out to the manufacturers, and generally, as I say, it's fairly straightforward. I must do the Bob Geldof cry out for funds as well. What we're doing is amazing. You know, we're making a really, really positive, wonderful difference, actually, as an industry. This is not just Together with Someone. This is a whole industry. We have to be funded. We have no option. We don't need a massive amount of money. We just tickle into 6 figures in terms of our fundraising. If anybody out there would like to put a little bit of funding forward, we have 4 levels of charitable partnership. We have a bronze at £500, a silver at £1,000, a gold at £2,500, and platinum at £5,000. We have about 74 companies this year that are charitable partners. And again, they're all on the website under charitable partners, I think, the tab. We need more. You know, the bottom line is we simply do need more. What we don't want to do is get to a point where we sort of run out of money one year and then we're under pressure to spend a lot of time fundraising. And then we miss out on the good stuff. You know, we need to have that financial security so that we can just simply do the good stuff without any other pressure. So please do come forward if there's anybody who would like to help.
Totally understood. Well, Ian, thank you so much for that important update on a brilliant industry initiative. You can find out more about the Integrated Home on our social channels at Integrated Home Podcast. The Integrated Home is brought to you with the support of ISE, Integrated Systems Europe, and distributed by Meridian. We support Together for Cinema. We are a Wildwood Plus production. We'll be right back.
The Integrated Home supports Together for Cinema. Together for Cinema is a community interest company that collaborates with the AV industry to design and install cinema rooms in children's hospices and other deserving locations across the UK. So far, thanks to the huge generosity of manufacturers, distributors and integrators freely giving of their time, products and expertise, we've created 46 dedicated cinemas, equivalent to an installation value of about £1.2 million. In these special places, families, staff and volunteers are now enjoying fantastic movie experiences together and helping to create very, very special memories. Help our industry continue to make a difference. Visit togetherforcinema.co.uk and find out how you can be involved to make short lives just that little bit better.